Hey.
All right. Now getting the hang of this again.
All right, beginning hour 7 in the look, raw tape. Wow, look at that.
That's the kind
that
of place.
Cool.
Let's haul down this plate.
Wow, nice. All right, we're back from the flea market.
Motel.
Look at this motel. Oh, that is cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Look at that. Abandoned motel. We're on Route 1 South.
We catch that on the way back.
In Virginia. This is Motor Excursion Ruffians on wolfcastle.com. Here with Brian and Pete. Driving down Route 1 in Virginia. And what town is this now?
New Line, I think.
New Line.
New Line?
And we're going...
There's a gazebo and shed place.
Whoa, that's bizarre.
Yeah, I know.
That's like the House of the Future from Disneyland from the 1950s.
The House of the Future!
Oh, no!
The House of the Future, Marty.
Marty! Back to the future!
Go back. Go 88 miles an hour.
We're gonna see some serious...
All right, I gotta drink some lukewarm red eye now. Got some caffeine going.
Ew.
No, it's some...
Drinking eye... doesn't really appeal. Oh,
look at that. They're selling amorphous junk that has no shape or substance. Wow.
That was funny. That thing is a crap sale. Crap yard.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, Brian, you can't move the seat back if you want.
No, this is as far back as it goes.
Yeah, it is.
I already did.
Sorry.
What
did you find down there?
I don't know.
So I did buy some boxes of cassettes, and I bought a monocular. The cassettes are for Bluff Cows. We might find some good audio on there. The monocular was an impulse purchase, shall we say.
Yes, we shall.
Wanted a monocular, haven't you? Or you haven't really wanted one?
I've always wanted a monocle. I don't think I've ever always wanted a monocle.
I wanted a monocular. You wanted a monocle. Look at this, look at this. The Holiday Motel.
Wow.
Wow, that is
vacancy.
Scary.
It's a vacancy.
Yeah.
That's because this road used to be the major artery through this area, and then they built 95. And
so
everything here just dried up. So overnight.
Basically, in the past, if you wanted to go from, like, New York to Florida, this is the road you were on.
Exactly, yes.
And then 95 came along and blew it away.
Yep.
Wow.
Just, like, dried up like a tributary of a diverted river.
Wow. What is this? This is a very modern facility.
Yeah, I'd say high school, Massaponics High School.
They probably put it in fifth gear.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
Kettle.
overall quality to it.
Yeah, you know.
He vaguely ripped off the song quality to it. Which I guess is appropriate.
It's random. There's no way it could be ripped off, all right?
You don't think that a song could be just randomly the same as some other song?
No.
No.
I guess it's possible that it produces the same notes, but then would it be copyright infringement because the program created it completely from scratch originally? Like if I write a song that sounds exactly like a certain song, let's say Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin, right? Just by chance I write that same song and it can be proven that I had not had any opportunity to have a chance to listen to that song, I would not be in violation of copyright.
No, but there's no way you'd be able to prove that.
Well, you need to prove that you would not have had an opportunity. Like, for example, if I was on an island, stuck on an island, you know, like Survivor or whatever.
I suppose if you were on an island, they would make allowances for your for your ignorance. Yes.
You can write the same, as long as you didn't have an opportunity to hear the other one, then it's okay. Food Lion! All those great stories about
boys in Subway. Do you want to go there?
I'll go to Subway. It's one of the few places I can eat. As long as they change their glove between handling those pieces of meat.
We're going to turn around in this lamp later.
Wow.
Boy, it looks like it does some pretty good business for this area.
Yeah.
Hang out for...
Wow.
Look at this. Parking lot's full.
There's a lot of people that around that want to, drive around and record radio shows, and they need a place to stay for the night.
So, I guess so.
All our fellow internet radio enthusiasts.
Wow, they're all staying in this motel.
Our fellow ruffians out there. Yeah, right.
Oh, that was so video game.
What? Yeah.
I think we just lost a life.
Anyone have
lost a life? Doesn't that sound like, Berserk?
Yeah.
When you lose a life in Berserk, it sounds just like that.
Anyone listening in the far future, I was exaggerating about other people driving around recording stuff. I know you have no context, you have no concept of what 2003 was like, but that is actually sarcasm.
2003, Frank.
Yes.
What did I say it was?
You said it was 2002.
2003.
Although, if they don't have what a concept of 2003 is like, they're not likely to have a concept of 2002 as well. So
there are not a lot of people driving around recording radio shows. We're probably the only ones. Actually, I did hear one other person doing it. X2 Radio. Check the archives.
Oh, wait, after the atomic wars, there will be no archives.
Well, how are they hearing this?
Well, maybe they found, half buried in a...
Just this one cassette?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That would be a shame, but...
All right, if you just found this one cassette, you are missing out on the entire world of BluffCosm.com.
Yeah. War is hell.
Yeah.
We're not going to record our subway experience.
Yes, we are.
I don't think so.
I guess we are.
Right, let me...
I intend to have a turkey sub.
Wonderful. No, they...
Put the key after roll up the window. There we go.
All the windows all rolled up?
Yep, all rolled up.
Okay.
We should leave them open a little, right? It's going to get hot in here. I have electronics in here.
Want to crack the window for your poor electronics?
Yeah, you know. Ooh, that's
good.
Algorithm. No.
Oh, I was going to say.
I know.
I was about to be extremely impressed.
That's
not bad.
Okay. I don't trust nobody.
We're in a serious subway. Yeah. Oh, no, you can see this way.
Okay.
Japanese way.
So we're at a strip mall in 2002. Oh, sorry, 2003.
Here in, what's...
Yes, 2003.
It's
not even January. It's
what's that,
April.
What's that Mori gallery over there?
It's a Mo IE gallery.
What is it all about?
Yeah.
It's a video store.
Ah, oh. They're trying to say movie gallery, but it's really an R or something.
It's actually a greater than sign, but I don't know why.
Mo is greater than IE.
Mo is greater than IE gallery.
So your modus operandi is greater than IE.
Explore.
Or what's that? What's the full IE? Like that is IE.
Id est. Yeah.
Id est. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Hey. Spiritual.
registered for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to want a long
day Saturday, right?
Yes. I'm a vegetarian. Yeah. I don't know. Can you change your gloves? I don't know. Just because I'm kind of freaked out if someone if there's meat juice on the gloves. I don't know. I feel weird asking, but it just makes me more comfortable. So let me get a foot long with the one like just with cheese and the
chicken teriyaki.
I've
had that.
Very good. I'm sorry. Let me get that one up there. Yeah. I'm failing miserably with my ordering process here. I'm sorry. It's been a while since I went to the Subway.
I'm thinking maybe a yes.
So it's going to be the
blue steel.
Wow. Yes, yeah, so basically, you know, cheese and then,
It would have been in the box that Frank brought anyway.
Yeah. You get one of each of the vegetables.
You don't even pay.
Yes.
You add it no matter what.
I gave these to you all.
It's mine.
Oh, wait. I have a free sandwich in here somewhere.
No way.
Yes. Do you collect the stamps?
What?
Do you collect these stamps?
No.
Give me your two stamps and then I'll get a free.
That's illegal. You're not allowed to share.
It's their transfer. All right here.
You're not allowed to share stamps. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are.
It's not allowed. If everyone shared stamps, it would be total chaos. Okay.
It would not be total.
There'd be people outside, like bootlegging them and selling them.
If there were organized ways
to get some oil and vinegar, salt and pepper and oregano, all that, if possible. It's mustard. A little bit of mustard would be good.
A blank telling us that working at bread store, they were selling mugs and they're selling something with mug of friends.
Thank you.
You're supposed to wait for your friends.
Huh? I know what we're doing.
So, for the last 10 minutes, your listeners heard chomping and smacking.
Yes, that's what they heard, exactly.
All right.
So now I hear that the Dr. Pepper serves a little weak today.
And so is the Mountain Dew, so.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that looks like...
I filled it halfway up with each.
That looks like ginger ale almost.
Yeah. Basically, I had to make do. anyway.
Yes, I eat without you. That was very wrong. I apologize. I eat without you for
feet. Oh, it's okay. No, not at all. I'm going to go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. Could I have a napkin, please?
It's like the angel and devil on my shoulder. The one that isn't, it's not offended.
They were both hungry, right?
Yeah.
Alright.
Subaru Justy.
A Justy?
I got to keep racing with a Subaru Justy.
Is it a well adjusting? Thank you, sir. You're a scholar and a gentleman.
Why, thank you. I'll be fine.
Yamaha.
You're welcome.
Court. Early 90s. I watched him at the flea market. I had all that flea market gunk on my hands.
Yeah, I know. I've been handling that steel ball, and God knows what was on that.
Yeah. So look at this. The Subaru Justy is only $950, but the golf cart is $3,850. Go figure.
I don't think the golf cart is highway legal.
Yeah, but it should be less. It's just a cart. Runs good. Great GMC pickup truck, 1955. 10,000 miles.
GMC what?
GMC 100 first series pickup, 1955.
Oh. I didn't get my insurance.
What's your view of the Subaru Justy?
I don't like it.
What's wrong with it? This is only $950.
Small.
Do they still make Justies, or is it out of
I discontinued.
I did not know they even made baked Doritos.
They discontinued the Justy because it was unsafe.
Discontinued the what?
Justy. Subaru Justy.
It was unsafe.
Oh, no wonder it's so cheap.
So why are they? Why, you shouldn't be allowed to sell it if it's unsafe.
Oh, you're allowed to sell it.
You can sell
really?
It. Sure you can.
Yeah, but if it's unsafe, someone might die.
You gotta sell it. You can't drive it.
Exactly.
The miniature sandwich.
I got the 6-inch, yeah.
Ooh, it's a little so tiny.
I know, that's all I need, though. I also got my 3 cookies, so I'm set.
Oh, yeah, those 3 cookies, are each one is the same calories as one of the...
Exactly. Gotta have my sweets.
So what is this noise pollution you're hearing now? We should get a mat player.
I'll just say one thing, Brian. People are very more open around here. I mean, he was like going on about it. People in the same market just go on.
They are. I mean, everyone will stop and tell you their life story unless you stop them.
Wow.
Well, we got to come down here more often and do interviews with people. It's better to interview people in Jersey because they're all nervous and stuff.
People in Jersey are just really
they're tense.
Stressed.
They're very tense.
This is Doubtfire.
Wow.
I like her.
You wicked, wicked man. Is that the...
So let's see what else we have here.
Oh, dear. It was a rent by two.
Yeah. For rent here. Yeah, I wonder what rent goes around here for, like, apartments. Yeah. If it's dirty, well, anything's cheaper than dirty jersey.
Yeah, jersey is very expensive. On the cat trend, they had an ad for these new, apartment communities. Uh-huh. But they're in, like...
Planned apartment communities, right?
Well, I mean, it's an apartment area, but they put them in really bad areas in New Jersey, so the rent's really cheap. But what they do is, in, like, Irvington and East Orange, and, like, you know, these are bad areas. But,
yeah, I know.
Like, Irvington is, really. But it's a completely self-contained world. It's a walled community. There's a gatehouse. There's armed guards. And there's a cleaners, a supermarket, a hairdressing place on premises.
Oh.
So you stay within the walled compound of this place. And then they have their own bus that goes back and forth to New York. And so it's like you could theoretically just, like, if you can live there without being threatened by the... Obviously, it's in a horrible area, you know. I thought it was really interesting. They're building these little enclaves, you know. Completely walled off.
Fortresses.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting idea.
You live in the GMZ?
Yeah. What do you think of that, Pete?
Go ahead.
Would you live in Irvington, but it was completely walled off from the community outside?
No.
You know why?
Because your car might break down.
No. I would feel like I'm in a prison.
Well, it is. It's like a reverse prison. You're keeping the criminals out.
Reverse prison, there.
Yeah.
I would feel very oppressed.
Yeah.
But, like, basically they have studios for, like, $550, which is, like, unheard of, you know. Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Do you want to live in there?
No. Well, like I said, if you break down trying to get home, you would be pretty much dead, you know? There'd be no chance. No.
All I know is that in Essex County, it's probably one of the most expensive counties to live in.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
You live there, right?
I remember.
I think Somerset is close behind, but Essex is number one, I think.
Oh, Hudson.
Actually,
Hudson's really
Bergen.
Yeah.
Hudson is also bad.
Bergen and Essex.
I think Passaic is bad, too, because it contains... No, Passaic's okay.
Yeah.
Is Patterson in Passaic?
Yeah, I was going to say, where Patterson is.
Yeah.
It's not quite as bad as the other one.
But you know, it's funny. The way the people are here, I seem to be more flush in touch with them. Not like the New Jersey. I'm not typical.
It's really interesting that the look of the people here is so different. You know, I mean, just a real, like, just overall different look genetically, even not even just the way you dress, whatever. It's a very different look. You know, which I find interesting. That, you know, you go somewhere and such a different physical appearance.
The lady behind the counter calls him a honey.
Really?
Well,
I am.
Well, you are, but I'm saying that in New Jersey...
You don't like know her, do you?
Hey,
how you doing?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Like, if I do that, like, in New Jersey, it's like, huh, I don't know you. But the thing I like about this area is the fact that even though you're near Washington, people are not all, like, stressed out. Like, people say, oh, when you get to metropolitan area, people are going to be, like, uptight and stressed out.
This isn't really that close to Washington.
How far is Washington from here?
Pretty far. About an hour.
It's like 80 miles from here, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why, but...
Yeah, we're in rural Virginia here.
Yeah.
I mean...
Wow.
I'm looking across the street and I'm seeing an RV dealership.
Yeah.
We just came from a flea market.
New York. Yeah. Now, what was that friend's name of yours that had that idea to build trailer parks on top of the roof?
That was Diane Eisner. They're still working on it. You know, you know those Airstream trailers?
Mm-hmm.
They're like all silver colored, whatever. I'm trying to get them on the roof of the building. And
that'll go real well.
You
know why they'll never do that?
I heard that people are interested. I don't know.
Well, they're crazy if they do that, because that'll just attract tornadoes into New York City.
Yes, that's true.
That's what it is. It's a terrorist plot to attract tornadoes.
Look at this. For the best erotic reading, Eve Lott, local author.
Right, erotic reading?
For the best erotic reading.
Erotic tarot reading?
Eve
Palm
Lott,
reading?
Local author, available in bookstores everywhere. Review at Amazon.com.
Turn the page. Turn the page.
Wow, so there's a local author and some erotic reading. Good. Check this one out. Wanted. Cash for 16mm movie film. Any subject. Wow, someone is amassing a huge collection of 16mm movies. Wow, that's pretty cool. I remember when I was a kid, actually, at one point, we were borrowing 16mm film from the library. And we watched them at home. We had a projector. My father got like a stolen projector.
Yeah, I remember that.
My friends and I
used to do that.
My father had a guy that worked for him, and my father would tell him things he wanted, and he would just go steal them. It was like he had contacts in the underworld, and he got us a projector. And there was a single frame of pornography in it. And I remember looking at it with like a microscope or whatever, with a magnifying glass, trying to interpret what was going on. I'm assuming it was used in porno theater or something. Oh, wow.
What good is one frame, though? You can't see one frame.
Oh, one frame. I saw what was going on. It was pretty graphic, you know? You know?
What was the rest of the movie about?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, when we got the stolen 60mm projector, there was a frame, like, stuck in there somewhere.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Hey, look, a rat.
I thought it was, like, sort of a subliminal thing.
No. Like in Fight Club?
Fight Club?
You want a rascal? Huh?
What's in Fight Club?
There's a guy that splices single frames of pornography into like, children's movies.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You see these one?
I saw Fight Club.
That's a great movie. You want a rascal, Pete? You know those little rascals when you're old, you drive around the mall?
I hope I never have to have one of those.
$2,250.
My grandmother had one of those.
Yeah. Was it fast?
Yeah. Went darn fast. I think it went like 15 miles an hour.
Really? Really?
That's better than that's about the same as the Segway. That's like a big failure Segway, you know.
It looks stupid.
I don't think anyone's buying that garbage.
Segway.
Plus, I mean,
it's like that thing you stand on, it's like a scooter and you like drive around.
It's like, let's see. Unicycle is to bicycle as Segway is to scooter or skateboarders.
It's really not a good idea. I mean, I could see it as a novelty if it was like $300 or something. You might want to, you know, play around with it. But this is like, what, $4,000 or something?
Yeah, but I'd be afraid to get on it, too. I mean, it doesn't look very stable. I know it probably is. I mean,
well, it is because it's, there's a computer in there that's constantly adjusting the wheels for balance.
It's just the way it looks, though.
It looks dumb.
I mean, I'm sure bungee jumping is perfectly safe under most conditions, too.
Yeah. Oh, that was something. Was that the Olympics? The bungee jumpers died?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know bungee jumping was an Olympic sport.
It was going to be the opening ceremony, and they were practicing bungee jumping, you know, the big extravaganza. Mm-hmm. And they were inside an arena, and apparently the bungee cords were a little too long, and they just jumped headfirst into the concrete and just died.
I guess they needed the practice, huh?
Yeah.
How ironic.
Yeah, that's a little bungee jumping accident, yeah.
Ouch.
Well, again, I need a practice. We have like a mattress just to put a cushion.
Now that's the kind of thing that I would tend to want to measure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, would you ever want a vintage car?
I might.
How about a Buick GS400, 1967, fully restored?
How much you want for it?
Yeah.
$13,000.
Sure.
How about a Buick Invicta 1960? red with white hard top. You a Riviera?
I'm an old buck.
These baked Doritos, by the way, are absolutely vile. They're horrible.
They're like baked Lays. They're very tasty. Like no fat in them, right? Something like that.
No, there's 4 grams of fat per serving.
Really? That's a lot.
And it's not worth it.
Oh, look at this. Volkswagen Fraser Nash. Look at that.
Mm. Wow.
What a blast for summer fun.
1934.
VW 1600cc engine. Auto stick transmission. Runs great. New top side curtains. Authentic wire wheels. You can't build into this. Why wait?
I remember that old idiot.
No? I think so.
Oh, look. Volkswagen Super Beetle. 1971. $2,000.
Is that the car where you honk its horn and it turns into, like, supercar and fly around.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wait, that's Wonderbug.
Yeah.
Like J.J. Bam Bam.
Yes, there's another fictional flying vehicle.
Mm. How many fictional flying vehicles can you name?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Herbie. Not Herbie wasn't flying.
No, he kind of did.
Speed Racer.
Oh, yeah, the Mach 5. For a little bit. That was
Inspector Gadget. Did he have
Inspector
a
Gadget? Yeah, he had a gadget movie. Hong Kong Fooey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Chan Clan. They used to have this thing that could turn into.
Yeah. What was the triplane based wacky races guy?
Oh yeah, the Red Max. Yeah.
I don't know if he could really fly though.
No.
There was a. Wacky Races game for the Dreamcast and all the different characters. So.
Really?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
Yeah. Two or three years ago.
Wow, that's great. Man, that's almost like getting a Dreamcast, but that was my favorite show once upon a time.
Yeah, so you get to play with any of the characters, like the...
My favorite was Professor Pat Pending.
His
converter car, number 9.
They have all those things.
No, he wasn't 9, he was 6.
Penelope Pitstop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Peter Perfect was number 9.
Yeah.
It's scary I know all this crap.
Yeah.
My favorite cartoon was Felix the Cat.
That was good.
I loved that cartoon.
Hey, you want a Chihuahua Cocker mix?
No, thanks. I'm stuck.
This is a dog.
Oh.
Mini Dachshund. Family sold. Only $475. $475.
Yeah.
With a Husky Chow mix.
What's the job market?
Puppies free, look at this. Free puppies.
The job market? Unless you're in D.C. or you work for the government, it sucks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you saying, in D.C. it sucks or around here it sucks?
No, I said unless you work in or near D.C. or work for the government or some sort of... See, I work for a defense contractor. But everywhere else, it's just... The whole economy is...
collapsing.
Maybe. Depressed.
Yeah.
I need some kind of economic Prozac.
Yeah. Tax cuts.
For the wealthy.
They don't want tax cuts.
I'm not the wealthy.
Oh.
I could use a tax cut.
Wealthy?
Yes.
No, when we
get our taxes done, and they're like, "There's a new law. You get a $200 credit, but you make so much money." And it's like. Over a certain amount, you're considered rich.
And you're just getting tax rebate.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's over $50,000.
Try having kids, I have 3 kids, and there are, a dozen things I could name where, oh, you make too much money for this program. Oh, you make too much money for that program. I'm like, where's all this money I'm supposed to be making?
It's ridiculous, you know.
Oh, and for these other programs, you don't make enough.
Yeah.
I guess that makes us middle class.
If I'm middle class, I'm just barely above the surface.
Lower middle class.
I'm like, just my ears are barely peeking over the lower of the lowest of middle class.
I mean,
he's in the upper class. But you're in Basking. Get out. You're in Basking Ridge. Okay. You can even tell from the name, Basking Ridge rolls off the tongue. You are in the upper level.
I think of Basking Ridge, I think of like naked sunbathing women.
Yeah.
Of course, I often think of naked sunbathing women, but that's not. Basking Ridge.
But in New Jersey, you have this thing called the Home Replay Program.
Yeah.
You know? And You got a nice sum of money at the end of September, whatever.
You're rich. Right. Get out of here. You're rich.
Oh, yeah. I'm rich. I'm driving a Civic. I'm rich.
He's just hiding his wealth so as to better relate to normal people like us. You've got a good heart, Pete. Thanks for not putting on airs with all your millions.
Oh. You used to live in the hills. So that's the opposite area.
I live with my father. I live with my father then.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it wasn't your fault that you lived in the hills?
No, because I could not afford the hills on my own. There's no way.
The place that he lives, right? Or he used to live? We went there. Like, it's really near where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
And I thought of it as this enormous, sprawling community of condos and stuff. We went there recently. It has grown. It is like hundreds, almost like, I don't know, hundreds of square miles. It is like a mind-boggling. It just stretches. It's like
condos.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as the eye can see. I mean,
Cuesta Verde.
Like, we were driving through it, and we were like driving for 10 minutes, and we were still in it.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
They're building on Mount Slat Road.
Yeah, like there was a mountain. I guess they just flattened it and started building, you know.
Yeah.
Did they move the bodies?
Uh-oh. Do you have any clown puppets to get rid of them now? Clown dolls.
Well, I mean, the hills, they're expanding and expanding and expanding. And where are they going to end? Did you know the hills go from all the way from Bedminster to Basking Ridge?
I believe it.
Wow.
And it's in a town called Pluckerman?
Pluckerman, yeah.
But they denied that they're in Pluckerman. They claim to be in what?
Bedminster.
Bedminster, meanwhile, is about 40 minutes drive up Route 202 Hill. Oh, we're in Bedminster.
They wanted the, you know, prestige, but with that, they right. Higher taxes.
Because no one wants Pluckerman.
Yeah.
It's just like why we're in Fredericksburg, not Spotsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spotsylvania sounds like we're poor, bad enough.
Yeah.
I went to the city. She lives in Bloomfield. But right across the way is Spring Ridge or Ridge something.
What?
What's that town right next to Bloomfield? Besides Nutley.
Montclair?
No. Spring, something with Ridge in it. And what? She got the address with that to get GP more taxes. They're rather living in Bloomfield.
I see what you're talking about. I'm not even sure. Irvington?
That was the least satisfying snack food I think I've ever had in recent memory.
Yeah, those baked ones are low fat.
They're bad.
They're just... I don't mind low fat if it tastes good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got a picture-perfect day.
An article about XM Satellite Radio.
Oh!
I want to get on Satellite Radio. That's my goal in life. Maybe what we're saying right now will be on satellite radio someday.
Who knows?
Probably not, but...
Ooh.
Well,
This is just like for an ad. It's not an article, it's an ad. Right on top, like, thanks.
XM is for you.
Here it is. XM satellite. Again, I would love to get this, but it's another thing. $10 a month. Everything is like $10 a month.
They nickel and dime you to that.
Yeah.
And this one is... You have to buy the receiver. You have to buy the You have to buy the player. You have to have an activation fee. You have to have another fee, and then it's $10 a month. So
it's simple.
You're probably spending like $300, and then it's $9.99 a month. Like on the Xbox,
like satellite TV.
It's like on Xbox, right? If you want to play an online game, right? You have to buy your Xbox. You have to buy the internet connectivity kit. You have to pay an internet connectivity fee
ISP.
Per month.
Yeah.
Then, well, beyond that, you have to pay your ISP, and then you have to pay Microsoft for being on the network. And then most of the individual games make you pay for the game. So you're paying four times or five times, right?
And people do this?
Yes. They're insane. I mean, how many times are you supposed to pay for the same thing?
That's the recording industry.
Yeah.
Every time we change formats, we have to buy the same albums over again. According
to well. I don't know if you heard, but in Japan, they released a...
You can use these napkins for the sandwich.
They released a blue laser DVD variant recording system, which is where you can record HDTV on a DVD type disc.
Really?
You
you can record something like, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours of HDTV on one of these discs.
That must be massive bandwidth.
They say each disc can hold about 40 to 60 gigs.
Oh,
wow.
And we'll probably have those for data in a few years.
Wait, I want to ask you guys' opinion.
Yeah.
I heard about this new deal that I think Verizon is offering. You can get your DSL, you can get your unlimited calling and some other thing, like all of it for $60 a month.
I got that. I just got it the other day.
$60 a month?
What a bargain.
That seems like a ripoff.
What do you mean? That's really a good price. DSL alone is $50 a month.
Well, it's not quite. That does not include your DSL, I don't think. I think that they take a few miles off your DSL.
So you have like unlimited calling, you can call as many times as you like.
Basically, for $55, you can have unlimited calling and a lot of different features. But I got the $60 one where it includes call intercept. Have you heard of call intercept? It prevents all marketing calls coming through.
How does that happen?
Any call that comes through that does not have a caller ID number on it.
You know, because it's unavailable.
Okay. We'll be switched over to a call intercept system. And it says, you know, this customer has call intercept. If you would like to speak to this customer, press 1. Speak your name. And then, like, please hold. And then you hear music. And then on your end, the phone rings.
They'll ring in.
And it says,
just like
hi,
the prison, yeah.
This is call intercept.
Yeah.
So-and-so, it'll say, like, hi, this is your friend. Would like to talk to you. Press 1 to talk. Right? So
they're all going to say, hey, it's your friend Mike. Everyone has a friend Mike.
And also, there's a 4-digit code that you can put in. Like, my work phone system does not transmit a number, so when I call home from there, I can just type in this code and I get right through. And we have gotten 0 telemarketing calls. 0.
Wow.
And we had a big problem with it because they were calling every 5 minutes.
Oh.
Hang-ups and stuff.
Oh. Now, let me ask you a question. In New Jersey, they're not allowed to call before 9 a.m. and after 9 p.m., right?
That's everywhere, but
But you know what? They once have, they're calling me 8:15, 8:30 in the morning. These solicitors.
Well, get calling stuff and be done with it. I mean, do you have any people that call you regularly that whose numbers don't show up?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can either give those people, if they're good friends of yours, the code to get through, or they just have to leave their name and just, you know, get through. But you will not have any more calls from solicitors.
Wow.
Is that great?
You know, one time, someone did come with a perfect answer. Someone calls up and they say, this is so-and-so, whatever, and you say, what are you selling? And they tell you what they're selling, like, oh, thank goodness, I thought you were a bill collector.
Yeah, that's, it's been working out really well, so I'm happy we did it. when we looked at the DSL plus the regular phone service plus the long distance, having it all combined, it was like 100 and something.
Yeah.
It's less than what it would have been separately.
Wait.
Shall we?
Yeah,
I'm in the back. You're not going to record that.
Well, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Why don't you give me the tape recorder?
There you go.
Good man.
Okay.
You're welcome. That was the
garbage can.
The garbage can said thank you on it, so I did. You're welcome.
I can bring those to me if he does have
to. You're welcome again.
Hold on to this or not.
Why not? Couldn't hurt.
Yeah, hold on to it for him.
Okay.
Now they feel they're trying to stick again, huh?
It's kind of weird.
Kind of weird.
I'm not used to it yet.
Yeah. I felt so bad. You couldn't even pick your legs, and then I'm like, oh, I'm so bad.
Yeah, that's all right. This means I can drive without hands. I just, you know, wrap my knees around the steering wheel.
Whoa!
I would have cracked the tile for sure.
That's right.
Almost dropped this damn steel ball.
And also, people are not
Come on.
Huh? Secret meeting? Secret meeting. Secret of the mind.
We'll secretly plot against you so that you can listen to it later on.
The new days of the week. Current selection.
Here we are. Monday is New Beginnings. Tuesday is Twisted Tuesday.
I don't think I want to hear this.
Wednesday is Wild Wacky Wednesday. Thursday is Thrilling Thursday. Friday, Phenomenal Finish Friday. Saturday, Scrumptious Saturday. And Sunday, Salvation Sunday.
Salvation Sunday.
Yes.
What happened to Wild Wacky Wednesday, www.com?
Oh, it's or www.com.
Yeah, they had that.
It could be Wild Wacky Wednesday or www.com.
The eye.
Whoa.
Oh, no, the eye of the beholder.
We have the eye, the red eye. We have all sorts of eyes going on here.
Today's theme is red eye.
Red eye. Hey, did that red eye kick in?
I only had half of it. Yeah, that's helping. I that's three eyes in one sentence, young lady. It makes me rather egotistical, young lady. What's that a quote from?
That sounds familiar.
Doctor, I three eyes in one sentence. So that makes me sound rather egotistical, young lady. Well, that gives you a clue.
Yes,
Doctor Who. Colin Doctor Baker
Who?
Took over.
Oh, right. He was my favorite.
Really? For yes, a lot of people,
I know.
He only
lasts
like a
year.
Hey, what do you think of Colin Baker, the Doctor number six?
I don't know about him.
Remember the Silver Latch, right? Yeah.
I think they released
Silver Latch.
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 Latch. Latch. Yelling the word latch in the middle of a parking lot in Virginia.
Latch it.
Latch.
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 Latch. I should be taking pictures of these places as we're going. I mean,
yeah, you really should.
Let me take a picture of the subway.
Hey, maybe you could go around the entire world and take a picture of every subway.
Oh, that's original.
Then they'll give you free food.
That's right.
What would Jesus do?
Add another day. It's what would Joan Jett do? That's what people have, yeah.
Joan Jett. And the black horse.
So did you know that the guy that takes pictures of the Starbucks, he calls coffee the blood of the siren.
The blood of the siren.
How did he come up with that?
I don't know.
That's whacked.
Yeah, just back up a little so I can get this subway.
This is a guy not known for his mental stability.
He's very mentally stable. He's a computer programmer.
He's okay.
Come on. I mean,
I'm a computer programmer. That won't fly even with me.
Think about all the other things that you do that are part of who you are.
Well, that is another feature we do. What is on the radio?
There's another genotomic. Genotomic. What about the things you do that make you who you are?
What do you do that makes you who you are?
Aside from breathing and all
breathing.
That.
I'd say watching TV makes you what you are.
And what you listen
to. Wait, I need to back up. I want to get this...
back up?
Yeah, I want to get
this... I'm not so good at reverse, but all right, we'll try.
Subway, come on.
We're working on it.
Pushing over.
There we go.
All right, here we go. All right, we're going to get a good view of the subway. Whoa, what happened? Hold on.
What the?
Hello? Oh, I think, you know what? It timed out.
Okay. Oh, no.
What timed out?
Cameras of the past never timed out. it times out after.
Oh, auto power off?
Yeah, you know. All right. There we go.
Yeah, my pocket Instamatic never did that.
Yeah, it's not really. So we're now
Family Dollar.
Yeah. Everything for a dollar.
I'll buy that for
a dollar.
It's
like my mother. I was visiting my mother and with the kids, and we were out of sippy cups for the kids, you know, those spill-proof cups.
Yeah.
So we decided to stop at the dollar store, and there's signs of, you know, everything for a dollar, dollar store, you know. So I run in there, I buy a couple of sippy cups, I come out. Her first question to me is, so how much were they?
You're like...
And I just looked at her. And then she's like, oh, yeah.
Wait, is this the right way? Yeah. No.
What?
No, it is the right. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Louis.
He knows the area of the dome.
Pre-built homes. Let me take a picture of room one here. This is not... Well, I gotta get those old hotels and stuff.
We can get it on the way back.
Yeah.
Mud Tavern.
Mud Tavern, huh?
Old name of this place.
What does that sound?
What sound?
It sounds like flat tires.
Yeah, it's the wind.
Oh,
it's just the wind flapping around.
Green Acres is the place to be.
New York is the place for me.
New York!
No, it is not. Oh, my.
Oh, I gotta... My camera ready.
Awesome.
Yeah, look at that. Oh,
look, there's a little there. Like a man in storm. I remember that one. That's right. That's one of
them. All right, I'm going to keep my camera at the ready for dilapidation.
Dilapidation.
And look, that's 95 right over there.
It's a silo.
Or silo, as we call it in our industry.
It's a silo, you twits.
Silo. Well, we have things called silo, silhouettes, you know.
Forget that.
We call those silhuetes.
Yeah, silhuetes.
It's like, down here they call those little appetizers horse duvers.
Horse duvers.
Want some horse duvers? Try some more damn horse doomers.
Can you imagine? It's a very fancy place. Get out the horse doomer, please. Hey, call it a horse doomer. Call it a horse doomer.
So we're pretty far from the Shenandoah area here, huh?
Yeah. If we wanted to go up north, I could have taken you to the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Find some more dilapidated stuff.
Oh, there's plenty of it down this way. More of it to the north, too. But I thought you'd enjoy this way.
Yeah, this looks cool. I just took a picture of a bag by accident.
Oh, the killer bag!
A blue bag.
The killer bag!
That is crazy. Yeah.
Look.
I got a picture of it. Yay!
Stop there?
Yeah.
That looked like a really... I've always wanted to stop there.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, great. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
All right, no, I refuse to do any more Austin Powers.
I know. He doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't.
It's not that good.
He's full of himself, huh?
No, that guy is just ridiculous.
Hi, we're visiting you here.
Hello.
Hello. What's for dinner?
Let's wait for these cars.
What idea.
The New Jersey Freakies are here.
Everything look okay there, Pete?
Good day. You're ready to roll.
Side.
Yep.
Oh, no, not truck. Just
side.
As long as it's not a Volvo.
Volvo. Yeah. Why Volvo?
They make trucks, you know.
Oh, they do? Oh, that's right. They do. Yeah. They do.
I believe this place is actually open for business.
Yeah, it is. As what?
I don't know. What could they possibly say?
There's this large, dilapidated like building with an ice
It
machine.
Says, Al Beasley, Arcadia Service.
Wow.
ABC. There's one of those ancient ice machines. How you doing? Oh, my gosh.
This is... Wait, hold on. Let me get this a good shot.
This is excellent.
Wow. That's a good one.
Wow.
Pork barbecue dinner. Let's go take a look at...
Take a look at it.
This is America right here. Look at that. Cats. Four cats just came out of the woodwork to greet this guy.
Wow, I got a good shot. That was a good one.
Is this restrooms?
Is this a service station?
See, down here, they're still allowed to have restrooms because people don't go into them to... shoot heroin or have gay prostitute sex.
I don't know.
Oh, I guess they do. Okay.
Maybe they do. You had soft soap? Why didn't you tell me?
What does he have?
What?
Soft soap.
You have gel? How dare you?
Yeah, I got gel.
How dare you?
What's it for?
You're stupid.
Did you hear me say like 8 times my hands are dirty?
No, I
didn't.
Okay, here we go.
All right, we're at a place on the side of the road.
You know, Arcadia is the name of the dimension where the fairies live. You know,
yeah.
The elves and the sort of things. Oh, really?
And if you... have ever read Neil Gaiman's American Gods, it's the kind of place that would be the portal to actually work.